This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
To the North Coast now, and the hottest kitchen north of Havana. Paula McIntyre is there. It's Love Lamb Week. I didn't realise, but you're doing lamb this week.
I am, because as you say, it's Love Lamb Week. It's an initiative that was started about 6 years ago, John, by a Cumbrian sheep farmer called Rachel Lummy. And just to encourage people to eat lamb, because we don't really eat it in this country. You know, it's not that popular. And I think it was just to bring it, you know, to highlight what a lovely meat it is. The great thing about lamb is it's perfectly natural.
Yeah.
You see sheep graze and natural ground, and that's I think all the water they drink comes from the sky, so it's not so they're. You know, their feed is mountain thyme and heather. So, I think that comes out in the meat, doesn't it?
When you put it like that, I'm getting hungry already. That's true. Yeah. They're eating the grass. They're drinking the water from the sky. What could be more natural? So you're doing a spicy lamb dish today.
Yeah. It's a Lebanese seven spice lamb. So, you can use like chops for this. Or you could use, you know the way the butcher will do you some nice leg steaks, or even shoulder steaks would be fine for this. Just need to cook them a wee bit longer. But the thing with this marinade, it's not marinade, it's like a dry sort of rub, but it's got everything that you would really have on the cupboard. You know, it's got the coriander, cumin, allspice. I really like allspice, John. I think it's one of those, you know, it's like used a lot in Jamaican cooking, but also in Lebanese cooking. And that's coming through in this. I've got a bit of paprika, cardamom pods, which I think I love cardamom pods. I think they're those wee sort of wee green pods. Now when you open up,
you have to crack them open, and there's a wee black seed inside.
Yeah, and those are lovely, and they're nice with sweets as well. You know, nice with desserts, nice with orange or plums, and then there's a bit of nutmeg and black pepper.
Ooh.
And you just mix it all together and rub that all over the lamb, and then the best thing then is just to leave it in the fridge for a while, and that'll just all come up through.
Just the spices, no oil or anything at that stage?
No oil. And actually, do you know, I a very small amount of oil with this. You know, just rub a wee bit on your lamb after it's marinated. I didn't put any salt in this either, because I think with lamb, because it's sort of naturally flavoured.
You don't need it, maybe?
You don't think you need it. I mean, I've just tried a bit of it there, John. My house smells like a kebab shop this morning, by the way, but anyway, that's not. It was actually outside, and I had the window open, and I think I'm going to have a queue up probably at some stage.
Your next door neighbours are going to be thinking, I suppose they're used to it by now. What is she doing having spicy lamb at 11:30 on a Saturday morning?
No, there's no questions asked ever. So that's the lamb. And then you can hear it sizzling there, John. The other thing.
And is that boneless then? Are there bones in those wee chops? There are.
No, I'm actually using a leg here, but if you had the bones, that's fine. Or, you know, ask your butcher, they'll take the lamb off the rack for you.
Yeah.
And it's nearly like a wee sirloin. And the only thing when you're doing that, if you marinate the whole thing, but for that, put the lamb fat down first into your pan with no fat in the pan, and let it slowly cook down, and that'll crisp up. Ooh. Like really slowly, like give it 15 minutes and then flip it over and cook the meat side.
So you need to ask for a rack of lamb, but off rack, the rack.
But take it off the rack for you. And then just slice it up and you get nice pink lamb, but really crispy skin. And I think the thing that puts us off lamb is the fat, because maybe there's been, I don't know, people have had bad experiences with lamb fat.
Yeah.
But I think if you cook it nice and fast, like, you know, nice in a nice pan and get that lamb crisped up, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Or take it off, you know, and it's a really natural lean meat there.
Yeah.
But I think just, you know, give it a go because it's, you know, we export a lot of it and we should be using it.
True. Really. So you're doing a wee salad and a dressing with it as well then?
Yeah, I got some, this is my favourite time for local tomatoes because they're coming to the end of the season. And we did have a relatively good summer up until August, but so they've got that night. They did get a bit of sunshine. So I got some lovely ripe tomatoes the other day, just in a farm shop. And the later the season, the better. So they're really, you see, by the end of September, they're really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And a wee bit of red onion. And all I did was finely slice that up, John, really slice it finely. And salt it and leave it for 20 minutes. Then the salt sort of cooks it nearly. So you don't get that really, you know, sometimes you get an onion salad and it's like, you know, you can know you're going to have indigestion before you even eat it,
yes,
you know, the first bite, you know, that way.
Yeah.
So this kind of cooks it down for you a bit and drain off a wee bit of the, if there's any juice in it, and then throw in your tomatoes. And also I've got a wee bit of a spice. It's really popular now. You can get it most places. It's called sumac. So it's a really citrusy spice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember in London one time in walking around somewhere around Camden, and it was a chip van, and they said, "Do you want sumac in your chips?" And she's like, "Sorry," and he said, "Do you want some sumac in your chips?" You're like, "Sumac?
Ooh.
On my chips? I don't know." And then you feel like you know, Crocodile Dundee up in town for a couple of days, going, "I'm not going to ask what is sumac, but what is sumac?"
Sumac's like it's a Middle Eastern spice, but it looks like it's nearly like a, you know, a lovely purpley, you know, rusty colour.
Yeah.
And it smells very citrusy and tangy, and it would be lovely with chips.
There you are.
That's great, John. You see, now I'm thinking, right, okay.
Have some chips with it as well.
Maybe some, you know, roast wedgies or something like that. A wee bit of sumac. Don't leave the sumac just for your tomato and the red onion salad. So, yeah. Definitely. But that's the thing about these things, isn't it? You buy these spices from one recipe and you really just, you know, experiment with them. I have a wee core of spices that I just use all the time. But you know what? If you do introduce another one, make sure you've got another use for it. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Before you forget what it was there for in the first place. I have a jar of spice looking at me with no label on it in the thing. I don't know whether it's Middle Eastern. I don't know if it's Mediterranean. I don't know if it's Indian. I have no idea. And at this stage, the smell has kind of gone, so you can't really... I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, buck it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, probably should.
We've known each other too long. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. So mint leaves then for your mint yogurt.
Yeah, no, there's a recipe there if you want to have a go at making yogurt, because it's also zero waste week, so zero food waste week. So you know that you've got a bit of milk, which I did actually have a bit of milk that was about to go out of date. And if you make yogurt, and I've given the instructions are there, they'll be on the website, but it's really just bring up milk to about 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got thermometers now, let's face it. So you have your milk up to 80 and then turn it off and cool it down to 45. When it gets to 45, add a tablespoon full of dried milk powder and then some natural yogurt. And then you put that into a very clean Kilner jar and you seal it. And then you leave it in a warm place for about 6 hours.
Ooh.
So what I normally do is wrap it up in a towel and stick it in the hot press.
Wow.
And that... leave it for 6 hours and then put it into the fridge and you get this lovely yogurt and you've extended the shelf life to your milk.
Very
and
good.
Don't have to throw it out and there you are.
Love it.
And also, and it's a really nice yogurt actually, John. It's got a nice texture, you know, nice sort of, so there
thick
you are.
And
that just loads of mint and then just, what I do is get a couple of cloves of garlic and then just finely grate them and mix them in with the yogurt. And loads of mint, you know, chop it up or whiz it up together. And it just reminds me of when I lived in Manchester, I used to go to this lovely kebab shop and they did lamb and chicken spice that way. And then this mint yogurt that just cut through. It's beautiful.
Mm. sounds
really
gorgeous.
you know when you've got those nice sultry spices on that, and then if you hit them with that lovely hot, you know, the cob mint, beautiful,
really lovely.
Wee bit of flatbread and some of your tomatoes, and that's it. And then you can start a kebab shop.
Absolutely. And yep, the recipe for the Lebanese 7 spiced lamb with tomato and red onion salad and mint yogurt dressing, and the recipe there for making your own yogurt if you have some milk that's kind of heading towards its sell-by date is all on the website. Just go to the John Toll Show episode page, or you can give us a call here on 03030 80 55 55, and we'll send you one out for your very own self. Paula, it sounds delicious. I'm sure it smells delicious.
I'm going to go and make some chips now and
you
season
knock yourself
them with
out
salt and sumac.
We just starve there here with our smell of alcohol from our hand sanitizers. That's all we got. Good to talk to you, Paula.
You too, John.
See you soon. Thanks a million.
Take care.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.